NY Oil.
Goes by the name of NY Oil.
NY Oil, a brother.
And that's NY Oil.
NY Oil.
The NY Oil. NY Oil.
Can you pronounce your name properly? Is it New York Oil or is it something else?
It's just NY Oil.
Uh-oh.
Some people think we don't have the right to say it's my country. Before they give in,
they'd rather fuss and fight
than say it's my country. I paid 300 years or more of slave driving sweat and welts on my back. This is my country.
Yeah. What he is, y'all. NY Oil is here. I'm back, baby. What's going down? You know what I'm saying? Welcome back to the highly acclaimed podcast, Power Only Concedes the Power. I'm back in the saddle, fellas and ladies. We're going to get it in, you know what I'm saying? You know, back by popular demand without question. You know, we're going to take some time to reacquaint ourselves with one another, you know. I get used to and accustomed to how I get down, and you know, my build and all. And, you know, so let's take care of some business first. You know, I got a new calling number. It's 206-339-8324. That's 206-339-8324. Definitely call in and leave a message, and I'm going to address whatever concerns or bills that you happen to, you know, place in front of me. I prefer to get calls and stuff because then it gives me, you know, more focused topics to build on, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what it is. So, you know, definitely do that. So whatever it is y'all want to talk about, hit me up on it, you know what I mean? Enough said on that. Although I will say the number again at some point, so don't worry about it. If you ain't grab your pen before I'm done with this, you'll get a chance to write it down. I got a new website. It's http://nyoil1.ning.com. That's nyoil1.ning.com. You know what I mean? That's the new website. I'm still on MySpace, but I'm really not rocking with MySpace like that anymore. And you know, that's a great segue into my build today. You dig? I've been noticing, man, you know, I had the Y'all Should All Get Lynched video. The original version was on my MySpace page, right? I had the What Up My Wigger song, Banger, that video was on my MySpace page. Both of those videos aren't on my MySpace page anymore, on my MySpace video player page, because they took them off. You know what I'm saying? So apparently either someone's flagging my joints for inappropriate content, which is a trip, or, you know, basically, them joints ain't, you know, MySpace, the Rupert Murdoch machine, decided to take them off for whatever reason. You know what I mean? Either one is possible. I mean, I couldn't call it, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, so I can't call it. You know what I mean? I don't want to be the conspiracy theorist about it on this regard because, you know, there's a lot of people on MySpace, and even though I get a lot of burn, a lot of people know who I am, I'm not getting that many hits that I would think that they would make such a concerted effort to keep me down. You know what I mean? But then again, it's possible, Cat, because stranger things have happened. You know what I mean? So we'll see, but regardless, I'm a little tired of that. So I decided to come with my own website. It's called NY Oil The Ideal. It's a cultural, social website, you know what I'm saying, based on, you know, the type of music that I build on and the type of actions that I partake in on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, definitely come through and be a part of that situation. It's going to be a real solid build, and it's purposeful to have this website. It's not just another one of these, you know, social sites where, you know, you can do what you want to do. You want to trick out your personal page and all of that. That's cool, but that's really not what it's about in this case. It's more about consolidation, you dig? And that really is the crux of my build today, is about consolidating resources. You know, right now it seems too spread out. You know what I'm saying? It's too many people doing it, doing too much. Like, you know, everybody's doing the same thing. You know, the internet is too big. It's like, it's so big that even if you got a quality product, who can find you? You know what I'm saying? There's just too many people. You ever go to a message board and, like, somebody be posting up, like, you know, free albums or, you know, free something, you know what I'm saying? Information that you can use. But they got so much information on the post that, yo, it's just like you get information overload. You get to the point you can't even download nothing because it's like, yo, there's too much stuff here, kid. I don't even know where to begin with this. Well, that's the way the internet is right now. Yo, MySpace got a million, you know, hobby musicians. There's a million dudes petitioning for you to listen to their songs. I'm not mad at it because, you know, everybody want a chance to be heard. I'm not taking nothing away from that. But what ends up happening is when you got people that do this for a living, yo, it's hard for them to compete. Not because they don't got the quality music. Their music's generally more, you know, the quality's better. But the fact of the matter is that they're stuck in this big giant sea of, you know, to be honest, a bunch of whack dudes. You know what I'm saying? Because too many people get the opportunity to do it. So it's like too open. There's a million hip-hop websites, a million hip-hop blogs. There's a gazillion blogs, kid. You can't, you know, it's like, it's subdividing too much. You dig? And it represents a larger problem, and that larger problem is the unwillingness for people to work together, dude. That's a problem. We got to get to a point where we can work together and work under one another in some cases, you know, and that's what consolidation is about. If I got my website, this dude got his website, and that dude got his website, and each one of us is getting 1,000 members. You know, the three of us could get 3,000 members and still reach, you know, and not only effectively reach our core audience, but then be, you know, access the other, other cats' audiences. This is an important thing that we need to start doing, to be able to connect with each other's core audiences. You know, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to detract from what you're building. It can only enhance your situation. But what ends up happening, I think, is that some people be like, it's so xenophobic, they don't want to share anything that they got. Like, you ever see me the dude one don't want to share his friends? You know what I'm saying? He get a friend, he don't want you, he can't share friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be his friend, but you can't be his man's friend like that. Like, damn, son, you know what I'm saying? It's like that with people's resources. They want to be so, like, you know, selfish, basically, I guess. You know what I mean? And it really doesn't lead to anything. And eventually, you find yourself up against people who are willing to share their resources with other people. And those people then build a monolith of a website or a monolith of an organization or crew or, you know, entertainment arm. And they get a lot of work done. And here you are with your little 1,500 people or whatever. And that is dwindling, and interest dwindles until there comes a point where you don't exist anymore, and that's really a problem. So we have to consider consolidation, man. We got to start clicking up and forming on each other. You know, it's all right. You know, my name, my company is Petroleum Empire Media, and Petroleum Empire Media Group. And the science behind that is this: you know, petroleum and petroleum for obvious reason, and why oil. But also because it was said to me once that the entertainment business is the blacks, where oil is the Arabs. You dig? So I just thought that was heavy. And I was like, wow, that's really on point. You know? But also, you know, the empire part. That's the significant aspect of that name. You know, because a kingdom is ruled by a king. An empire, though it's ruled by an emperor, is a group of kingdoms. You dig? So, you know, I want to have a company that allows people to be a king of their kingdom and do what it is they do, but be a part of an empire, be a part of a strong and larger body whose whole is greater than the sum of the parts. You understand? And so that's why I developed my business model like that, where it would be, well, I would be able to work with other people, let them be who they are, do what they do, continue to do what they do, flourish in their own capacity, but to also align themselves with a business that, you know, that has maybe a name to it, NY Oil or whatever. And so we can all prosper more effectively. Because again, you know, with these little, you know, core fan bases, support bases, you know, customer base, it's just not enough. We're not achieving anything. And at this point, the money is too small. I mean, to use a drug axiom, you could say, like, it's like, you know, you want a block and there's 10, 20 dudes pumping on the block. How many fiends could there possibly be? How much money could you possibly make on that block? The block is too many people out there pumping. So what ends up happening is either cats is going to go to war so they can wipe some of these cats out, or some of these cats is going to click up and organize. And the ones that go to war may or may not be successful in their campaign. The ones that click up and organize have a much higher likelihood of being successful. They're going to set up shifts, you know what I'm saying, figure out the right, they're going to be able to share resources, the right suppliers, you know what I mean? They'll be able, they got safety in numbers, strength in numbers, you know? So if those ones that's trying to, you know, bump off the other dudes, attempt to go at these dudes that are clicked up and organized, he going to have a problem because he's not going to be facing just this scattered group of people. He'll be facing a team. And it's difficult to go up against an organized team. You know, you have to be some kind of dude to do that. You dig? So, you know, again, it's just like too many crews, too many organizations. It's just not effective. Right now, if you look at social organizations, too many of them. You know, I've been wanting to involve myself with an organization, but I don't even know where to start because there's too many of them. And then it's funny because here I am making a website that's basically new. And so theoretically, you know, it would almost seem hypocritical because it would seem like, yo, you doing exactly what it is that you said you don't want to see done, which is make another website. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, because I'm making this website with the express interest of consolidating power so that we can have some semblance of real power, that we can get some kind of traction, you know, move forward, make things happen a lot easier, you know, bring people to, you know, it's funny, like, I'll give you an example. I get these cats that now that my name is getting out there more, ring bells, whatever, they want me to come through to their spot and talk or, you know, do a show for free at their spot, whatever. And I'm like, yo, all right, you know, bet you on that. I'd love to support your thing. But, yo, I need you to support what I'm doing. Like, I need you to get behind what I'm doing. I need you to promote this. We need to create movement. These kids ain't going to care nothing about what I'm talking about if they unaware of me or if you're not making them aware of me. You know, or me doing a show here ain't going to bring people to perform. What you think I'm supposed to promote your show to and, like, get all my fan base to come to your show so that you could earn, you know, raise money? When the actual fact is, if you were supporting what I'm doing and pumping what I'm doing to your constituency, that would create movement. And when I came, you would have it would be not only my fan base, but now your constituency is there too. And now we got a crowd. And again, it's all about consolidating. You understand? Now if I create this website, which I've done, and you come to the website and big up what you're doing, bring your fan base there, bring your peoples there, bring your supporters, bring your friends to that site so that now we have a center point that we can discuss things and talk about situations. Bill, when it's time for me to come down and support your particular organization, we coming down on your strength. I'm not coming down on the humble. And if I'm coming through on the humble, it won't make no useless part. We got to be sensible, man. You know, we got to play the game that's ahead of in front of us. We gotta be sensible, man. And we're not being sensible. Right now, we just really kind of just going for self, kid. You know, doing the same things over and over again, expecting different results. And the results aren't changing. In fact, they're getting worse, Paul. If that would be the change, they get worse. You know, so, I mean, look, man, united we stand, divided we fall. That's really, I think, the core message of this particular podcast, that we need to find a way to unite our efforts, especially these cats that claim to be conscious or socially active hip-hoppers and, you know, people of, you know, various ilks that's claiming that show, they see the greater picture, you know, brothers in the deen, brothers in, you know, in the faith, you know what I'm saying, the body of Christ and all that, you know, all y'all gotta, we gotta form on something, man. You know, and cause see, the problem I'm seeing here is this too. You know, these dudes that we hating on and that we claiming is wicked or coon rappers or this, you know, all that type of thing. One thing that can be said for them is this. They worship money. And money is an easy god to please, y'all. Can you dig it? She easy to please. Because all you got to do is go get it. Earn it. Take it. It's not too much to money. It really isn't. You dig? It's really not. But those that worship it, they get to work, kid. They'll go in with each other. They'll make it happen with each other. They'll get motivated. They'll be, you know, quick to jump on something. They not work with me. All right, cool, I'm there. Let's get this money. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I want to do the show with you. All right, word, I'm there. Let's get this money. But all us claiming to be conscious dudes and activists and, you know, oh, we got all these prerequisites. No, this one, you don't want to work with you because you cursed in the record. So that one don't want to work with you. That one don't want to work with you because he's into, you know, Taoist shit. So he ain't going to try to vibe with what you saying because he's a Taoist and you Muslim. Or that one's a Christian and you Hindu or, you know, whatever. It'd be crazy, kid. This one is a Kemetic priest. That one is, he's Hermetic. You know, this one right here is a Jew. You know, it's like, it's all these ridiculous reasons why a cat can't work together. You know what I mean? And it's just stupid, Paul. So we never get nothing done. We never make nothing happen. And because we conscious, we think like somehow or another that just be like, that in and of itself is reason for people to support what we're doing. You know, 9 times out of 10, you go to these conscious websites, these conscious events, yo, them things be boring like shit, yo. They be corny as hell. The dudes up in there rapping be corny. You know what I'm saying? You know, dudes just having their little speeches be corny. You like, yo, I don't even want to be here. And if you go to them joints, and if they're, and even if they be packed, the dudes just talking. 9 times out of 10, all they talk about is a whole bunch of stuff that sound like the world coming to end in the next 5 minutes. It's like, damn, son, you know, shit, we're gonna have, I'm gonna kill myself. This is ridiculous. It don't be no kind of build up. It just be a tear down of the establishment. The establishment that we all living in. And that we need to figure out how to make work so we can make change. You know what I mean? I almost sound like Barack Obama up in here, but real talk. I mean, not that there's nothing wrong with it right now. The brother's getting it in, but I'm saying, gee whiz. You know, we need to address the situation more effectively. And part of it being effective is, yo, working together. Put aside your ego, fam. At the end of the day, homeboy, you know, a lot of these rapping dudes might be like, yo, son, relax, son. You ain't shit but a rapper, kid. You're just a rapper, son. That's all you, it's all you are, cousin. Be easy. Some of these activist dudes, I'd be like, yo, son, be easy, son. You ain't got no, you know, you not, what you think, you Afro man or something? What you gonna come busting through the wall and you gonna say the black race, kid? That's not what you doing, kid. You just giving speeches, son. Be easy. Stop taking yourself so serious. Be humble, kid. Be humble to what it is you claim that you're about. The betterment of your people, okay? The betterment of society in general. Because we're not really trying to have a better society at the expense of other people. That's not what we're trying to do. I ain't trying to see the black race be better so that we can crush white folk. I'm trying to see black people achieve their things so we can live in harmony on this planet. So that the planet can be better. So that if nothing else, our country could achieve its potential. I mean, that's how I get down. You know what I'm saying? Because this is where I'm at. So this is what I got to deal with. I want to be able to build with my people across the water. I want to be able to have some sort of relationship with Africans from Africa. And I don't know how to do it, Cat. I don't know how to get to that point. But here's the difference between you and me. To those that aren't so eager to work with each other. Yo, B, I'm humble enough that if you know how to get this done, Paul, I'm down for whatever, kid. Let tell me what it is, man. What do you need me to do? I'm there, man. You know, what do you need me to do? And I'll do it. And I think that's the problem. Everybody want to be the king. Everybody want everybody to follow them. Sometimes you can't be the leader. Sometimes you got to know when to fall back and let that other dude or that other sister that she got to figure it out. Sister got to figure it out. Peace, queen, you got this figured out? All right, what part do you need me to play in this? What do you need me to do? Let me do what I'm supposed to do to help this go on. Because this job needs to be done. I see the need for it. Let me help. Oh, you know what? I don't really agree with your mythology. Can I add this on to help bring this thing into focus? Or maybe, you know what? Let me just ride with you because your mythology may not be mine. But, you know, God gave you a talent for a reason. He gave you ability, a reason. He gave you a message for a reason. Yeah, we both obviously want the same things. Our mythology is different, but I can still lend my voice to what you're doing to help you get where you're going. We can refine this thing along the way. Damn. But I'm not going to have the expectation that, yo, you got to do it exactly the way I want it done. I mean, it's madness. Let's get it going. Let's just get the process popping first. So, you know, I mean, you know, that's where we find ourselves with it, man. You know, where we can't get nothing done because people ain't thinking that way. They thinking like, yo, you know, it got to be their way. They got to be the leader. They got to be the focus of it. They got to be the source. They want to be Neo. They want to be the Matrix. And, you know, nothing gets done. Got a million independent labels out here right now. There's about 10 of them in every freaking county, every city. You know what I'm saying? And ain't none of them selling no records. You know? They get themselves a little jacket, a little something like that. They not, and none of them selling no records, kids. Ain't none of them getting it popping. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when you ask yourself, why is that? Because they too spread out, dude. It's too many stores. Too many organizations, too many crews, too many labels, too many rappers, too many, you know, publicists, too many, you know, accountants, too many, dude. You know, and not and a lot of them don't even be good at what they do. Some of them would be really good at one or two particular things. And if they lent themselves to another entity, they would really get things done. But they got some dick and balls in a situation that this dude refuses to work with other entities. Because somehow or another, he feels that selfishly that if he's not the head of it, it ain't going to pop. And, you know, it's just a shame, B. And that's why we not making it happen. You know what I mean? So, you know, again, I just want to give this message of, you know, consolidation. That's what this is. You know, organization. Let's form like Voltron. Let's become one. You know, come to my website, nyoil1.ning.com. You know, it's, again, you know, it's an opportunity for consolidation. It's an opportunity to build on this movement. Movement of bettering our people, bettering the culture, bettering people universally. And realizing and recognizing and uplifting social and community activists who are in the trenches day to day that need to be recognized, that have great ideas and need help. It's a spot to recognize entrepreneurialism, new businesses, small businesses, cats that are out there with a shingle out that really could use your business or could have used, you know, just the connects to get themselves out there to access income streams. You dig? It's an opportunity for you cats that's out there getting your 1212 on that's rhyming that have a similar message to NY Oils. And you're trying to develop a fan base, but I got the fan base. So come through. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's my site don't mean I'm not trying to let you live. Burn, man. Come here. Get your music up on there, Paul. I'm highlighting your music. I'm trying to see you live. Because that's a good look, man. It's a good thing. It's important. You know what I mean? So, that's the space that I'm in with this, man. Again, the website is nyoil1.ning.com. I'm going to get into talking about, you know, specific issues and specific people and all like that as, you know, time and situation permits. And, you know, really, I'm going to base that on your phone calls. That number is 206-339-8324. You know, that'll be the space and the place that y'all can call and, you know, whatever you want to talk on or whatever you want to hear me build on, I'm going to build on that. You know, but again, right now, I just wanted to give that message of, you know, community, you know, consolidating their strength so that we can really become powerful. You know, the strength is truly in numbers, you dig? And if we have the numbers, it translates financially, it translates physically. The ability to promote to a high number, you know, that's a valuable quantity. And we need to be able to take advantage of that. And I just want to encourage that from y'all, man. Come through. Be a part of that. I'm definitely going to be leaving MySpace very soon. You know, if, you know, by chance, though, you're familiar with MySpace or my MySpace site, I will be there at least till May. But, you know, I'm really going to be leaving that area because, you know, again, that's a perfect example of strength in numbers. You know, MySpace makes a lot of money. Rupert Murdoch makes a lot of money. He bought this. Tom made a lot of money when Rupert Murdoch bought it from him. Because what he did was he developed a strength in numbers. He had high numbers of people going to the site, millions of people. So it made it valuable. But what ends up happening is that MySpace is all these mini universes where truthfully no one's really as interested in going to other people's space and getting to know them as they are in people coming to their space and for them to get to know, you know, you. Like, it's like, I don't care about you. I want you to come and care about me. I don't want to go and listen to your music on your side page. I just want you to come to my page and listen to my music. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to promote what you're doing on my page, but I want to put a comment on your comment box and promote what I'm doing there. You know, and that after time just becomes distasteful and it doesn't feel genuine. You know, you start realizing that these friends on your friend list ain't your friends. You should have knew that from the beginning, but you know, in a more profound way, where it's like, wow, man, this is like real useless to me. You know what I mean? So, you know, again, you know, come through to the site, you know what I'm saying? It's a site that have a particular focus, and I think that's another problem with MySpace too. Friendster, Friendbook, Black Planet, is that these sites aren't based on anything in particular. Black Planet was good initially too when it was, you know, it was kind of based on, you know, Black Planet is black, you know, it's black people. You go there and meet because you're black, so you got a black issue. But without like a center point, a particular vibe, it's kind of hard to know why you're there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you start losing focus and you become just as alone in cyberspace as you were in real life. And, you know, that's not really why you're there. You're trying to, you know, like, yo, real fast, I try to join this thing called Second Life. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure many of y'all heard of this thing called Second Life. So I said, yo, let me go to Second Life, see what it is. Yo, I couldn't even do that for more than a day because I got more lonely on Second Life. I said, shit, I got a better chance to go outside and chilling, kid. You know what I'm saying? I let that go, kid. That thing was ridiculous. People wouldn't even deal with you on the thing. And, you know, you'd be like, yo, you go there because you want to find a way to communicate with people easier. You know, find like-minded people. And you figure that's what you're going to do. And I was like, in my mind, I was going to set up this big NY Oil thing on Second Life where, you know, throw little concerts and everything. I still might do it, but, you know, I don't understand how to use that thing so well. And then my man Black Dot just sent me some joint to this IMVU thing. And, you know, I ain't really feeling that either, to tell you the truth. But I'm going to try it out because my G sent that to me. But, you know, I'm just trying to find ways to integrate and people being able to meet with each other and interact with each other effectively and with a particular focus. And that's what this site is about. So I'm not going to sell it to you no more. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know where I'm at. NYOIL1.NING.com. Come through. Make some noise. Make yourself be known. Yo, you know what I'm saying? You know, say stuff on the forum. Don't just be no wallflower. Ain't nothing cute about that. Don't nobody want no wallflowers up in the spot. You know what I mean? Be active. You know what I'm saying? We don't need the numbers in terms of you just was on there. We need people that are actively participating and involved and want to, you know, talk and get their thing on. Do that, and that's what's good. Again, the number's 206-339-8324. Also, if you haven't heard the music yet, you know, my music, yo, you're slipping. You're really tripping because, you know, I'm that dude. If this is your first time hearing the podcast, peace. Thanks for joining, you know, joining in. If you're an old fan of the podcast and you're glad to see it back, that's what's up. Definitely, you know, keep in touch. Call in 206-339-8324. I'm going to keep saying that number till you memorize it. And let's get it in, man. Let's go to work. Let's get some work done and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? As always, thanks for coming through. We got plenty more subjects. I'm going to be doing these podcasts at least once a week, maybe more. But it depends on how you know, if y'all call in, you know what I mean, to the number of 206-339-8324. Yo, but you got to call in, man, because I really don't got nothing to talk about right. And I got a lot of stuff to talk about, but I personally am more of an interview person. So if you send me questions or something like that, it give me something to talk about. Right now, I'm kind of just building on this topic, but, you know, I'm not in the mood. I don't want to give a speech. I would rather just have a build. So that is really what that's all about. So, you know, do that for me, my G. Much love to you all. Big ups to all the people that are NY Oil, the Ideal, and, you know, all of my MySpace friends. What's up, y'all? Peace. If you haven't got Nine Wonders, NY Oil versus VERSES Ninth Wonder, yo, come to NYOIL1.NING.com and you can download it for free. It's not a problem. It's an outstanding album, 9 songs, all wonderful. You know, go get that. You know what I'm saying? Get that and add that onto your collection. Hit me up. Let me know if you like it or not. And I'm going to talk to y'all soon, man. You know what I'm saying? My name is NY Oil and I approve this message.
just think of Freya. Everybody's misused him, ripped him up and abused him. Another junkie plan, pushing dope for the man. A Fed is on the corner now.